Hello friends, welcome to WeSchool once again. We are on chapter 14, very important chapter. It will not tell you how to do business, how to do analysis, but it will specifically be on your moral responsibility. The title of the chapter is Ethical Responsibility of Sales Managers. Especially during this corona times, the corona pandemic has slowed down the business. Some of the businesses are wiped out. And similarly, there will be so many challenging situations that will come. This would be the real test of a sales manager, whether he is going to compromise on ethical responsibility because of certain situations and circumstances, or he will strictly adhere to the moral principles, follow ethical responsibility, and do the right selling. The objective of this chapter is to understand the importance of following the code of ethics. Every good organization has a documented code of ethics for every salesperson. And it is expected of every salesperson to strictly follow it, irrespective of any circumstances or challenging situations. So we are going to understand this, what exactly code of ethics is and what would be the meaning and consequences of not following it. The moral principles helps the sales organization and the salesperson also to choose an acceptable behavior while performing the sales operations. It applies equally for the top management as well as those who are on the field. The moral principles needs to be bound into a code of conduct to serve as a mirror for every salesperson for doing good activities. The principles should be drafted in such a way that every salesperson has a moment-to-moment directions on what activities are good, what activities are unethical. It may not be listing out exhaustively, but the principle should guide the salesperson to choose his path under normal circumstances, under challenging circumstances. Sales organizations and salespersons are guided by ethical norms, along with it, the values. The norms are the accepted norms industry-wise, and values are the beliefs which one carries for providing the ultimate, that is customer service, for the satisfaction and delight of the customer. Whether ethical responsibilities are complied or not can be done by a very important process which we call as performance evaluation of salesperson. Performance evaluation is a major tool in the hands of sales manager. Performance evaluation gives an opportunity to the sales manager to showcase what performance has been done, which can serve as an inspiration for those who are struggling to perform by giving an example of those who are performers. It also helps the sales manager to identify the causes of weakness in finding the selling efforts, like low daily call rate, not working for enough business days, calling wrong prospects, poor communication skills, and it gives them a right path rather than following unethical path. Moral principles helps the sales organization and salesperson to choose an acceptable behavior while performing the sales operations. And this acceptable behavior are definitely from the point of following good practices and not unfair practices. The moral principles need to be bound into a code of conduct to serve as a mirror for every salesperson. Some organizations actually have it in a digital form into the inbox of all employees, so that in case of any doubt, they can refer it anytime they want. Ethical situations faced by salespersons under different situations. Ethical questions often arise in connections with recruitment, references, promotions, terminations, and rewards in the form of allocation of profitable territories in relationship with the sales force. Any important activity of any organization will require good way of doing it. And that's the reason ethical process will be done in every activity. Moving existing customers to a new organization, misusing expenses account, and not performing the role assigned by the company represents the ethical questions in relation to the company. So, how to do our sales in an ethical manner? We have to follow simple guidelines. We have to follow simple pointers. A sales manager should understand that ethical behavior is not only morally right, but also in the long run, realistically sound. A sales manager should construct a code of ethics in writing which should be followed by all salespeople. As I said before, this code of conduct can be in the form of printed notes, printed pointers in the sales manager's diary, or it can be in the form of a digital note in the inbox of every employee. If we have to list the ethical norms to be followed by a salesperson, the foremost comes follow all rules and regulations for the employees, for the salesperson designed by the sales organization. The salesperson should have proper knowledge and experience for servicing the customer. As we have said, knowledge means updated knowledge, not knowledge gathered at one point of time. The salesperson should guide the customers for making a decision to buy the product they need without any vested interest of the salesperson. Next important ethical norm can be manifest high level of integrity while dealing with the customer, because sometimes the integrity level falls whenever a salesperson thinks of selling a high commission product. The salesperson has to put himself in the shoes of the customer and then advise the customer as to which product will be good, and not advise him something which would be fetching good commission for the salesperson. The salesperson should provide customer delight in every transaction with the customer, which means he has to pour in his heart and soul, not just a passing transaction activity. The salesperson has to communicate with the customer at the customer's convenient time. Many industries have specified norms as to when the customer should be contacted. Should the customer be contacted with permission prior appointment or not? Should the customer should be called repeatedly when he is not answering the calls? So many telephone ethics has to be followed when you are actually communicating with the customer. But the rule is you have to communicate with the customer at customer's convenient time on his request. In the previous slide, we saw about the ethical norms. Now let us understand what are the ethical values. When it comes to ethical values, the first important value is to be honest with the customer. When I say honest with the customer, the salesperson has to step into the shoes of the customer and see from his lenses. If it is useful, then only the salesperson should say it is useful for the customer. The salesperson should be very clear, transparent in telling all the characteristics of the product to the customer. The salesperson should understand the interests of the customer. If it would be useful for the customer, only then he should recommend that products. So honesty is the first ethical value to be reflected in the salesperson's approach. The second important ethical value is respect. Respecting the customer is another important ethical value, because of customer the business exists. And the topmost value for the salesperson is to respect the customer irrespective of how the customer is. The third important ethical value for a salesperson is to show fairness to the customer. He should not discriminate the customer based on any factor. All customers are equal for a salesperson. His only job is to ensure that the customer is satisfied with the product and service and finally he is delighted. The fourth important ethical value is winning trust of the customer. As we have seen in our previous chapters, the customer might not be interested in a product in the current times, but if you build trust, if you show him your ethical norms and values, surely someday the customer will buy your product. So winning trust of the customer is very important, rather than just telling the customer anything, buy the order and then forget about it. The next time the customer won't entertain you. So these four important values have to be strictly adhered by the salesperson. The next important value is every salesperson has to be eager listener of the customer. It is generally said a salesperson has to talk less and hear more. Talk less means he should not go out of what is not required for the customer. And listen more means to not only listen to the customer's verbal expressions, but the non-verbal expressions should also be understood so that he can guide the customer properly. The next important value is he should be accountable and responsible for every action. Just because there is no result for the customer, put the blame on the customer. He should accept the responsibility that because of whatever reasons, the customer has not fetched the result. And next transaction, whatever happens, he should be extra careful so that the previous mistakes, the previous bad results are avoided. Salesperson should display high levels of self-discipline. That is very important in a professional job, where especially when salesperson is dealing with the customer, he should be very punctual. He should have his management on his mood and tempers. He should have all sorts of disciplined manner by which the customer would be happy to deal with him. Next important value is use of social media channels. Nowadays, most of the customers are on social media platform as everyone carries the mobile. So there are special norms to be followed, special values to be followed. You should not use abusive language on social media. You should always be respectful and ensure that a customer is encouraged rather than he has a wrong information or understanding about your organization. So friends, ethical norms and values list cannot be exhaustive, as we cannot make laws for all aspects of life. However, the core ethical norms and values can be certainly guide the sales organization and the salesperson to make correct decisions for ethical sales under existing or new situations that may arise due to competition or change in circumstances. The very basic rule to be followed is your inner mind, which definitely says any action that you do as a salesperson is right or wrong. The moment you get an inner signal that any action is wrong, that means there is some ethical issue in that. Ethical value wrongness is there, and hence that needs to be avoided. So ethical norms and ethical issues might not be fit into a list, but based on changes in circumstances, based on change in situations, a salesperson has to deal, and come what may, ethical norms and values should not be compromised for personal gains. It should be purely for the benefit of the customer. Thank you.